For those of us with kids, the thought of someone kidnapping them is usually one of the worst fears. We go to additional lengths nowadays to try and prevent this from happening. Amazingly enough, though, stranger kidnappings, where the suspect doesn't know his victim at all, is actually very rare in the U.S. FBI reports from 2010 to 2017 show an average of only around 350 people per year under the age of 21 are kidnapped by strangers. Parental and family kidnappings, though, that is much more frequent. Estimates of parental kidnapping is around 200,000 times a year. I can tell you from experience as a 911 dispatcher that parental kidnappings do in fact happen way more frequently. The episode today is going to be about kidnappings. Let's buckle up and get ready for some calls. And FYI, the audio today is pretty intense. I know I don't do it very often, but every episode it should be implied that listener discretion is always highly advised. Welcome back to Music City 911.
I just had a kidnapping of my daughter.
Okay.
I just put her away from my arm.
What's the address?
87 South 39th Street. I have it all on camera now.
Okay, so 87 South 39th Street, and that's in Mesa. How many minutes ago did this happen?
Right now, ma'am.
Okay.
Right
so
now,
do you know who it is that took him?
He's driving crazy and erratic. Right now, he just took the baby from my arms.
Okay, so is anybody injured or any weapons involved?
Yes, he just ran us over with the car.
Okay, so you need paramedics?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were any weapons involved? Any weapons involved?
Gun,
okay.
Yes,
any with a gun?
Yes, and he just ran us over with the car.
Okay.
My mom is severely injured.
Okay. So he has a gun. Did he run with a gun too?
Yes, ma'am. He just took my daughter from my arms.
This was a clip from the original 911 call from Mesa, Arizona. Obviously, this caller was hysterical, and for good reason. It was difficult for her to answer questions about what happened. Even though that clip was short, we learned a lot about what happened. Her child was ripped from her arms, and then she was hit by a car. Her mother, too. Both were injured from being run over and drug a short distance by the car. Luckily, the injuries were limited to scrapes and bruising, though they were both pretty heavily scraped and bruised. How this all started? The mother, Karina, and grandmother, along with the child, were out and followed by the biological father, Esau Teneo, who has no custodial rights over the child. In a Popeye's Chicken parking lot, he attempted to block them in with his vehicle. He then exited his car and approached theirs, trying to open the door. They managed to speed away and drug him a few feet. Later, he showed up to the caller's house and forcibly took the child, 2-year-old Esmeralda, and left. The mother stated that she noticed a gun in his waistband when he was there. The suspect has a long and violent criminal history: armed robbery, aggravated assault, weapons violations, and burglary. Police showed up at the scene and started taking statements of what happened. Warrants were then sworn out for kidnapping, aggravated assault, stalking, and misconduct involving weapons. Negotiators also arrived at the scene and, along with Karina, tried to get a location of where the suspect and the child were. Some of the clips of that negotiation were made available as well.
It's okay, because I told you what I told you is I'd rather go back in a box and go back in a fucking cage. I could be gone tomorrow knowing that you'll never see this little girl again. Don't you have work anymore?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sure she won't be going.
She won't have to, because I need to make money.
for a while, and I don't call her anymore. What are you looking for me for? Did they arrest me?
No, so you can get me back.
The only way they get her back is to my dead body.
The audio quality wasn't very good on that. I cleaned it up as best as I could, but even with that, it was still a bit hard to hear. He started off by saying he would rather go into a box than back into a cage, meaning he'd rather die than go back to jail. He then went on to say, "I could be gone tomorrow, and you'll never see this little girl again." He then asked if Karina worked anymore, and then said she doesn't need to go. Karina said she has to so she can make money, and then his reply was, "For what? You don't have a daughter anymore." Then the last thing you hear him say was, "The only way you're getting her back is over my dead body." Police managed to track him back to his home with a police helicopter. They noticed him leaving the house with a child who was placed in the back seat with no child safety seat and wasn't buckled in. He took off at a high rate of speed. Here's some of the audio from the helicopter.
Northbound 71st.
I'll check.
From 73rd Avenue. All right, he's overtaking a car here. Still going westbound. Opposing lane of traffic.
Electric car.
Takes him to the 7 Bakers 74.
371st, eastbound, high rate of speed, Indian School.
While trying to catch up with him again, police negotiators managed to get back on the phone with him. Here are some of the pieces of audio from that conversation.
You know, and I don't want the baby having to be put in danger. I mean, ultimately, let's be honest. I mean, the best thing right now is just to pull over. I know that you don't want to. I know that you've already said that you don't want to. But, you know, it's safer. It's a better thing. It's
okay,
a better thing.
Pull over, they're going to take the baby, and then what? They're going to let me go?
No,
right?
No, they're not going to let you go.
Okay.
You just step out. You follow the instructions of the officers outside. You know?
What do you want, man?
I want you to pull over and just follow the instructions of the officers outside.
I'm not pulling over. I'm letting you can take the daughter into it. I told you I was going to take her, but I'm not pulling over.
But you went somewhere where you weren't.
What?
You went somewhere that you told us that you weren't going.
Later on, even after that negotiation, it was pretty evident that the suspect was not going to stop or give up. Police ended up boxing him in and using a flashbang as a distraction. He then opened his door and rapidly produced what police described as a black shiny object that he pointed in the direction of officers. One shot was fired at him, fatally wounding him.
He's getting a little impatient here. He's waiting for traffic to clear. Turn onto 19th Avenue. He's out. Driver door's open. Correct that. He's still in. Driver door is open. They're banging him.
Hit
a 998.
Good. Murray 731. I just drove through there.
Falcon, looks like they have secured the child.
Luckily, as you heard there, the child was recovered and was unharmed. She was then returned to her mother. Early on in the audio I played, the suspect said, "The only way you're getting her back is over my dead body." Turns out he got his wish.
Gaston County 911-514, what's the address of your emergency?
I don't have the address, ma'am, but I called earlier this morning about a who came to my house. He went to the daycare and took my kids. That's kidnapping. Those are not his kids. He got my kids there.
Ma'am, where did he take the kids from?
Precious Moments on West 5th Avenue. Precious Moments.
Okay, do you know their address there?
I'm thinking 519.
I've got 2148 West 5th Avenue. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I can't think straight right now.
That's okay. I just need you to take a deep breath. I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? So you said...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how is he related to the children?
He's not related to them, ma'am. That's why I don't understand why they're late.
Ma'am, what's your first name?
My name...
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions. I know you're very upset, but I'm going to get your help, okay? All right. So he came there. When did he come and pick him up, and how old are the children?
He just did. He's been calling me saying he got my kids. I didn't believe it. And then when I'm in daycare, I see his sisters in them saying, y'all gave them my brothers, and I asked where was my boys, and they gave them to him.
How old are the children?
One and three. And he's doing this because he can't see his staff. So I'm really worried because if he put his hands on my kids, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I know you're upset. I would be upset too. I need you to slow down, okay? So, all right, I understand. So he's not their parent, and he's not related to them, and he did not have permission to pick them up.
No, ma'am. I'm at work. Nobody has.
Where are you at work?
I ran up out of there.
So where are you at now?
Now I'm on my way going to his mama house.
Okay, where does she live at?
I can't even tell you the address. I just know where she stays because that's my daughter's baby daddy.
Okay, so you have a child with him, but the children...
My daughter. They literally locked up. My daughter. That's my daughter's boyfriend, baby daddy. That's my daughter. Yeah, that's not mine. He has no rights to them. No nothing. There's no time, no nothing. No dead, no nothing. He kept calling saying he been past the house when I done called this morning to get patrol to patrol the area. If they was doing it, they would have been called him.
I'm sorry. I'm already starting you this that way. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Okay, so the children he picked up is your children, right?
Yes, ma'am. They my kids. This is a kidnapping charge. And I'm going forth with it.
Okay, listen to me. I've got the kidnapping in. So what I'm trying to say is, you don't have a child. So you date, but y'all don't have children.
No, ma'am. We basically have no ties. My daughter.
Your older daughter. So you have an older child.
Yes, ma'am. I do. I have an older child. I have an older child. Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, that's why I'm having a disconnect. Okay, so he is your daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah. No, baby daddy, they don't go together.
Okay, I got. Okay, all right. So you've got an older child, but you also have a 1 and 3 year old, and you're in to his mother's house.
I'm going where his mama stays.
Okay, I'm trying to figure this. You know what road is on?
The call was dropped right there. I believe that it was the cell phone that just dropped the call, as they do sometimes. All that was a bit hard to keep up with, and the dispatcher was having trouble as well in regards to what relationship this guy had to the kids. Legally, there was no relationship. But before I get too much further into this, I'll play the other call.
Hello.
I lost contact with you.
I'm on my way going over there right now.
Okay, what kind of car does he drive?
He's in a stolen car is what I'm saying. He stole her car. It's a Honda. It's a 2018 Honda Elantra or whatever. It's a stolen car.
Did he report it stolen?
We reported stolen last night, ma'am.
Okay.
It's a private number car. Hold on. I don't know.
Where was it reported stolen?
Ma'am, it was stolen from my house.
I understand. But I don't know your address. Okay. This helps the responders as we're trying to figure out what's going on. What color is the Honda?
They're calling me. That's why I'm asking.
Is the officer trying to call the female?
No.
Okay, so if he's not on the pickup list for your children, right? Hey, can you hear me?
In the second call, we hear that he had stolen a vehicle there too the night before. The caller said she had reported it stolen to police. Auto theft isn't as serious as kidnapping by far, but it is a felony in most states. This happened in Gastonia, North Carolina. The suspect, 21-year-old Jason Lipscomb, at this point had stolen the car, then the next day went and took these two children from a daycare. To me, it seems pretty obvious this wasn't a simple, maybe so-and-so should go and pick up the kids from daycare. He was unauthorized to do so. Gastonia police believe that he had taken the kids back to an apartment and went there to try to locate both him and the children. The children were found safe inside the apartment, but Jason wasn't there. Later, while looking around the complex, police spotted the suspect walking and attempted to stop him. He then ran from police officers after being given orders from multiple officers to stop, and then he jumped in a car. Police on foot surrounded the car, at which point the suspect backed up and then took off driving. During him backing up and then driving, he hit one officer and completely ran over another officer, severely injuring his legs. While there was no police body-worn camera video available, a neighbor did have a doorbell camera that caught the exchange.
This is running.
As you could hear there, the suspect ran from police, and the person on the porch even says he's trying to run over the police. Multiple officers shot at the suspect as he was pulling off, and this also didn't fare well for the suspect. He was fatally wounded. Police are still investigating the shooting, but some local residents and the suspect's family members question whether or not he should have been shot. One was saying they could have used a taser on him. I don't believe there was a point in the video where officers could have done that. When he got back in the car, he shut the door. It was a bit hard to see in the grainy video, but it looked like the window was probably up. One officer tried to open the car door, but was unable to do so. That looked to be the officer who had his legs run over. Another officer was standing in front of the car as it turned away, barely missing him too. Before the turn was made was when officers started firing. Being that the shooting is still under investigation, they haven't said if it was considered a justified shooting or not. I can only give what I saw there, but I imagine they will deem it justified, just because a moving car can be a weapon that can cause severe injury or death. He had already hit the officers and potentially was in line to do the same with at least one other. The willful disregard for the safety of the officers, to me, makes him also a potential threat to the public. He had already kidnapped two kids and stolen a car before all this happened. Him being shot is ultimately a consequence of his own actions. Some are saying he didn't have to get shot. He also didn't have to steal a car, kidnap two kids, evade police, then hit two officers and nearly hit another one in a moving vehicle. I value the safety of our police and other responders. I really wish everyone else did too. I hate to end it on a note like this, but that's all I have for this episode. Not the longest of episodes, but two short ones in a week ain't bad, right? The next one, I promise, will be back to regular length. Be sure to follow all social media, especially the Facebook podcast discussion group, which, as I'm recording this, sits at 999 members. It'll be pretty cool to hit that 1,000 mark. Check out the links for merch as well as Patreon, which becoming a member, that will get you ad-free episodes and bonus content, the last of which was an hour and a half of uncut, unedited police audio related to the episode I did on the Regents Bank robbery and the canine Aaron. Until next time, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.